Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing.
Which would you say is more difficult, teaching a Sunday school lesson or loving your enemies, helping a neighbor or practicing patience with troublesome people, doing a good deed or holding on to joy in a crisis? Most of us find the latter scenario in each of those questions more challenging and less rewarding. Today's culture admires people who are action-oriented, and we tend to adopt the same standard in the church. There's an assumption that individuals who are doing the most are the ones filled with the Spirit, but that's not automatically true. Accomplishments do not equal spiritual maturity. The true measure of the Spirit's control is character, not abilities or achievements. For those of us who are believers, good works and spiritual gifts are God-given avenues for serving Him. But we must allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing about spiritual fruit. His goal is an internal transformation, whereby Jesus' character qualities and the God-given fruit of the Spirit, described in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, grow and are displayed in us. If we proceed without the Holy Spirit's enablement, all our efforts at service are worth nothing in view of eternity. A Spirit-filled life is most readily visible in Christ-like attitudes and interactions with others. As we yield ourselves to His authority and allow God's Word to dwell richly within our being, He will transform us.